We used to call it Hiroshima Flats because I ended up designing one of the first completed buildings there, which was the Cuyahoga Savings Building, now the IMG Center, and our office was in there, and we'd look out at nothing, just parking, you know, for years, etc. But had IMP taken a real look at Cleveland as to what's unique about Cleveland and seen that we already have a network of these passages, these arcades, you see, why not build on that idea in a new urban renewal way and provide even stronger axes? And so, for instance, the whole of 9th Street, except for the Huntington Building, was all new available land, you know, from Euclid Avenue on south, actually from Chester north, was really nothing. That could have been one big pedestrian enclosed space. There's an example of that done by Cesar Pelli at about the same time, a competition that was not executed, but was called UN City in Vienna for the United Nations, which was a linear scheme of a main pedestrian spine on many levels, out of which grew office towers, all attached to that. And the things that didn't fit in the towers, such as big ballrooms or conference spaces or parking structures, all stuck like suckling piglets onto it. And then I mean, beautifully clear diagram. I could imagine that 9th Street could have been that, with branches off of it, etc. It's fine. It was an unimaginative plan that Pei came up with. In fact, it was very much inspired by the Piazza San Marco in Venice, a big open piazza with a tower building and some flanking low buildings. Now, I have to admit, IMP didn't execute any of the buildings there, all of which were very mediocre, you know, the green giant and all of that. And they built a reflecting pool, which was more like a swimming pool. It was painted light blue, so you didn't see the water at all. You saw the bottom. If you do a reflecting pool, as everybody knows, you paint it black, just like the bottom of a lake is dark, so that you see the light shining on the thing. And the thing was for nothing. I mean, we don't sit around feeding the pigeons, you know, like Piazza San Marco or anything. And actually, what ended up with, of course, is a galleria, a big enclosed arcade.